Being for Others blog, number 13. You create your own world. 14 February 2020. Would you like today's title to be literally true in every way? Would you launch into unbounded fantasy, able to be anything you imagine? Of course, you are not the creator of the world. But what if you could start a new one right now? How much of your present world does result from your choices? Your answer depends on your point of view, how you define the issue. Monday's post taught that A. There is light inside you. B. With which you perceive your counterpart in your environment. That is, the world is colored by the way you perceive it. You are not going to find happy if you have no capacity to imagine what that is. Regardless of pre-existing circumstances, your world is effectively limited to what you want and perceive it to be. In business law, we speak of puff talk, statements meant to provide mood and not to be scientifically measurable or demonstrable. The customer is given no objective proof that a product is the best there is or will satisfy all of your needs. Are motivational speeches merely puff talk? Let's see what we can do with a few examples. You are responsible for what surrounds you. You have complete control over your circumstances. You achieved everything that is in your present world. You can be anything you want to be. You owe it to others to make a perfect world to share with them, and they owe the same to you. You can create anything you can imagine. There are clearly limits, and every slogan above has many counterexamples. For instance, if 100 living people want to be U.S. president, something is going to give. Not because too few are qualified, but because people don't live long enough to survive 100 four-year terms, allowing everybody a turn. Technically speaking, motivational speeches are all puff talk, meant to bolster a mindset without scientific proof of realism. On the other hand, there are many examples, including this blog, of successes growing out of motivational training and positive mindset. Wisdom is distinguishing between quantitative failure, winning fewer votes, and qualitative success, changing society. We will never have unanimity, participants alike. Instead, we will have unity, participants acting in good faith. This wisdom creates the better world. I listen to speakers, trainers, coaches who illuminate steps leading to achieving specific written goals. In my world, success is not glitz and glamour. It is reassurance that I am contributing to good outcomes. Making a nurturing place for you is even more important than my individual survival. Are you my co-creator of this happy world?